Yeah. All right, we'll call our meeting back to order. It's 2 o'clock, and this session is dedicated to the public comment section, and then we'll also, after we recess from this, we have the document retention, which is up in the commission office to go through papers and all that.
I want to ask you something about that. The public, when we say document retention, we need to express across this what that is.
Okay.
Or have we?
Well, we have a little bit. What we're doing is going through old documents, some that were Commissioner Pennell's, but also file cabinets. What people may or may not know, that we applied and were qualified for a Missouri at Work program, where we get a employee for 6 weeks for 24 hours a week, and what their job is, and free of charge, and it goes on their resume. So what they have been doing is going through the documents, scanning them in to get it to be paperless, and then as they go through that, they're also keeping current, based off the Sunshine Law, what we have to retain and what we don't have to retain. Certain documents are 1 year if it's anything that has to do with county government in general, and it's 5 years if there's anything that was used to help make a decision or a motion. So they have to determine what we're keeping and not keeping. So as she's scanning documents in, courtesy actually of a mobile scanner unit, it's a high-volume scanner that Bob Dixon loaned us from the Recorder of Deeds office, they are scanning in those documents. So she's been working 24 hours a week on that. So that's what we're going – she's going through that. And then anything that's not county-related or had nothing to do with, you know, based off the Sunshine Law, based off of the counselor has told us, then we're saving. But that's what it is. Some of it's draft. I mean, some of it's plats, copies. Right. If it's copies, we can throw away. The originals, we can't, obviously.
There's maps.
Lots of stuff.
Of county expense. There's lots of things. This stuff is all in a hallway up there. And we're actually having to go through it section by section. We worked, 2 hours the other day on it?
Right. Went through about two boxes, all we could get through, because there's so much paper.
Two boxes? I'd rather say it in two large trash cans.
Well, and that's the thing. We had a bunch of boxes.
Of stuff that doesn't pertain to the county government side of things. So,
and we saved probably about 100 pages of documents.
Oh, yeah.
But most of it was just trash. But you got to go through page by page is what, based off the Sunshine. And since, James, this is open public comment, so if you have a public comment, you can come up. Otherwise, we're under a few other things. Last Monday, we talked about the Sunshine Week and having someone from the AG's office come and speak. I did make contact with Tom Gerken. He has given me Durkin from Jeff City. He's given us three dates, one last of March and then two in April, to do an open seminar on the Sunshine Law. And in talking to him and knowing that he's going to travel and have to spend the night, we're going to do two. We're going to do a evening one and then do a morning one also. So we'll have two opportunities for anybody who wants to learn about the Sunshine Law. We're going to invite all of the board members. What we've got to do is I'd like to see one here in the courthouse and one over in one place that I like particularly to think about it would be over at the Taney County Airport. We have that big terminal area. We can handle 100-plus people there, easy parking, and maybe have an evening meeting there and then have a morning one over here the next day. So they have given us dates for that, and we'll be getting that on the calendar. As soon as Ron gets back, we can check everyone's calendar But he wanted at least 30 days, the 45 days out from where we are right now, because his schedule is pretty full. So,
Jim, another thing that we would have to set up, and this is just information for the public, but the county commission itself is going to have to go through a MAC recording session of
training.
20 hours of training. They'll send that down, and we're going to have to set up some time as a commission and take some time to set through that. So all the
20 hours of training?
20 hours. Because that the CCAM meeting was canceled because of the snowstorm, they're sending the DVDs out to all the commissions, and it's 20 hours of DVDs we have to watch, certify that we watched, and then they'll mail us the certificate. They didn't waive the 20 hours. We just have to watch DVDs of previous years. So that will be exciting.
The reason I brought that up is because of the time-consuming right. part of it.
And they'll have a sunshine. They always have a sunshine part about that, too.
They've got every year they have a sunshine lesson that is dedicated to that was right. set through. So along with many other things, but the main reason I mentioned it is because of the time that has to be spent on those type
right.
of things.
Right. All right. Well, we'll go a couple more minutes waiting for public comment here if there's anybody who shows up. One thing I wanted to point out is that we are not having any regular sessions tomorrow. We have a relatively full day on Wednesday. Tuesdays, I think we've tried to stay in the field more traditionally. So this week, Wednesday, we'll have administrative, of course, another work session probably. We'll start at 9 o'clock on personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policies. And then we go into a 9:30 at 10 o'clock, and then we have a 2 o'clock with the sewer board to talk about all that's going on there, kind of get a briefing from the sewer board themselves. So that's all we have scheduled right now, waiting kind of seeing how Ron is. I mean, there's no reason to schedule something for Thursday or Friday if we don't know if Mr. Hausman's going to be out all week with whatever illness he has. So anyway. That's all I have on the agenda. Are you
down on the...
Oh. The assessor, James Strahan, is walking to the microphone. And Don's next, all right.
I'm just here as a public comment that if those little forms are still laying on your cabinet, get those in immediately. I actually walked into a business this morning for a few minutes, and three of the tellers handed me theirs. So there's still many of these out. We've got the slowest response we've had in...
When's the deadline?
Today, tomorrow is the deadline that starts the penalty phase.
Wow.
But keep those things coming in because you've got to have 30 days notice prior to penalty.
And that's the assessor personal property form where you
right.
declare what personal property you owned on January 1st of this year.
That's correct.
I don't remember what color
that
form
is. If you don't have
is.
One of those on your counter to mail back and you've thrown it away or something, call the assessor's office, 546-7240. Get those things back. Avoid those substantial penalties because there is a substantial penalty.
Thank you, James. Mr. Earhart? I knew if we talked long enough, we'd get you to come and speak.
Thank you, gentlemen. I turned on the TV the other night, and I noticed they announced something that put us at number one in the state. Now, I like for us to be known as number one. I like for our good sports programs to be number one. And even Branson right now is going towards state
yeah.
In the high school basketball. This is great. This wasn't good. You know, the state of Missouri is known as the meth capital state. We produce more meth than anyone else. And in times past, this county has had the distinction of being the county with the most meth produced. This is horrific. And I think that our sheriff department could do a little better on this. Now, I've talked to the sheriff in times past, but I talked to a couple of deputies this year concerning this matter. And they're saying that all these laws prohibit them from getting on the property and certain seeing about different people. Anyway, it says that the law has pretty much hamstrung them on going in and taking over these meth labs and destroying them and arresting people. And I'm saying, well, let's do something about these laws. But I don't see anybody doing anything about these laws. We got a perfectly good or a notable lawyer on our staff here, and I'm sure that our sheriff's department could contact him, and he'd say, well, let's get these laws changed, or let's at least see the state and see if we can't get some support for getting some of these meth labs crushed. As an individual of a county, you seem to be a little bit disappointed when our law enforcement can't take down these meth labs because our children are growing up in this county under the influence of meth, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not good. This puts them in what my classes that my wife used to teach. She's retired now from special education. And these meth kids that have parents that are on meth, they don't do well in school. They have their brain fuzzed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real problem. I was on the SB 40 board in this county, which takes care of the mentally retarded or handicapped or however you want to verse this. And we're putting out more and more mentally handicapped, and then we have a board to take care of them. Now, this is all state expenditures and federal expenditures. We're just going downhill. So let's go uphill. Let's support our local sheriff and deputies, and let's get these meth labs taken out of this state. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
All right.
I don't know of the laws, so I'll have to get with the sheriff. I'll send him an email and see what laws he's specifically saying that's hindering him. So I am going to send an email to the sheriff. I made a note of that. So, all right. Well, seeing that there's no one else to make any public comment, then I will recess this session. We'll go up to the office to look through some papers, and then we'll probably adjourn from there and then come back on Wednesday morning at 9. So,
all right.
I'll call a recess. Thanks.